Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Keith Lynch. The New Testament reading for today is from Philippians chapter 1, verse 21 through chapter 2, verse 11. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me. Yet which I shall choose, I cannot tell. I am hard pressed between the two. My desire is to depart and to be with Christ, for that is far better. But to remain in the flesh is more necessary on your account. Convinced of this, I know that I will remain and continue with you all, for your progress and joy in the faith, so that in me you may have ample cause to glory in Christ Jesus because of my coming to you again. Only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of you that you are standing firm in one spirit with one mind, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel, and not frightened in anything by your opponents. This is a clear sign to them of their destruction, but of your salvation, and that from God. For it has been granted to you that for the sake of Christ, you should not only believe in him, but also suffer for his sake, engaged in the same conflict that you saw I had, and now hear that I still have. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Grace and peace to you in Jesus. Amen. Dear sisters and brothers in Christ, Philippians is a wonderful letter from St. Paul, written while he was still in prison. He writes to thank the church in Philippi for their generosity. He writes to encourage the brothers and sisters in the faith. I know I have portions of chapter 1 and chapter 2, but chapter 4 is near and dear to my heart because 30 plus years ago, my wife and I stood before the Lord and his church and were joined together in holy matrimony. I still think of those words, let your reasonableness be known to everyone. I hope I have done that sometime over these last 33 years, but you'd have to ask my wife and my kids whether my reasonableness has been known to everyone. Well, on to the text at hand. For to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. If I am to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me. To paraphrase a thought from St. Paul and Martin Luther, the best thing that could happen to you after you are baptized is that you die and go to heaven. But if you live, love and serve your neighbor. Our best life is the life to come with Jesus in heaven, our eternal life. But we're not there yet. Even though heaven is yours right now in Christ, a gift given to you in your baptism, it is not yet fully realized because you still live in the flesh. It is a now and not yet thing. St. Paul would be okay with dying and going to be with Jesus, but for the sake of his sisters and brothers in the faith, he will remain if God allows, so that he can love and serve them in Christ. The same is true for you. After your baptism, if you live, and for as long as you live, love and serve your neighbor in Christ. Let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ. Well, what does that mean? Does it mean that you need to do all kinds of good stuff and good works to your neighbor so that you earn your way to heaven? No. It means you are no longer you. It means in your baptism, you have put on Christ, and you no longer live, but Christ lives in you. It means you are to be who you are in Christ. It means in you, Christ loves and serves the neighbor. For it has been granted to you that for the sake of Christ, you should not only believe in him, but also suffer for his sake. In Christ, you daily take up your cross and follow Jesus in love and service to others. You can't help but be a little Christ to your neighbor. Jesus did all the work. He did all the heavy lifting. He paid the price for your sins and mine, not part of our sins, but all of our sins, for all time, for the whole world. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. All your sins are forgiven for Jesus' sake. You have a good conscience before God. Heaven is yours. So live like it. Live like Paul. Live like Jesus. Not to earn anything, but because everything is yours already in Christ. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but to the interests of others. The best thing that could happen after you are baptized is that you die and go to heaven. But if that doesn't happen immediately, and you live a while, then love and serve your neighbor in Christ. Be who you are in Christ in your baptism, because that means fruitful labor. In the name of Jesus, amen. Let us pray. Merciful Lord, you sent your Son Jesus into our world to humble himself by becoming obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Teach us to be obedient so that we might declare with St. Paul that, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain," and so that our lives may be worthy of the gospel of Christ. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.